Good morning and welcome to our daily Sabbath this Friday morning. Today we are welcoming members of the clarinet studio to give us a little recital of music. And it's a wonderful pleasure to have them here. What we are doing is recognizing, in a sense, the gift that music is to all of us. And that is a very a theological principle that Martin Luther embraced greatly. He said, music is a gift from God and something that we can participate in, a sense, in being creators as well. We create this lovely music in our world in a sense that we also recognize God as a creator. We value music because it does express something that is beyond words. I think many of you probably know, and this is my own paraphrase, but know the quote that music expresses that which cannot be expressed by words alone. And so it has that deep intrinsic value for all of us. In addition, again, thinking of ourselves in this place, which is a Lutheran, a college in the Lutheran tradition, Martin Luther, being the good humanist he was, valued music in just a high way. And one of his sayings was that next to the Word of God, music deserves the highest praise. He just truly enjoyed how music can express, and from a theological principle, how it can carry the Word of God, but also how it can express these wide range of human emotions and feelings. So we know that from that Lutheran tradition, but we also know from the scriptural tradition that music has a very high place. And I'm just going to read Psalm 150 to you, which mentions, and I'm going to insert clarinet into this transition or this translation, but mentions many instruments. And I apologize for my frog voice today. Psalm 150. Hallelujah. Praise God in the holy temple. Praise God in the mighty firmament. Praise God for mighty acts. Praise God for exceeding greatness. Praise God with trumpet sound. Praise God with lyre and harp. Praise God with tambourine and dance. Praise God with strings and clarinet. Praise God with resounding cymbals. Praise God with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to sing one hymn. Can I just look at the number here? It is 851, which is about music. And while I'm transitioning, I'm going to have Dr. Meffert Nelson do a little, just tell us about who just played and maybe introduce our next performer too.
So thank you to Allison Nguyen, who played for us Melody and Variation by Paul Janin. The next performer will be Daniel Fulgham, who will play the fourth movement from Camille Saint-Saëns' Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. And thank you to Su-Ling Wu, who has been playing piano with our students today.
Thank you.
Thank you to Danny for performing that piece. And what's beautiful about that one is the slow ending to that is actually the very beginning of the entire four movement sonata. So Saint-Saëns brings that back as a closure and journey of an entire work. So what you heard was the final movement, but which ends with the beginning, bringing it together. Emily Sasek's going to play for us Solo des Concours by Henri Rabeau. As I was sitting here introducing, I realized we're all French this morning, so that's a beautiful coincidence. So thank you to Emily. Our last performer today will be Andy Scott. She will play from François Davian's sonata, the Rondo Third Movement.
Thank you to our performers, and thank you to you for being here. Music is not complete unless there are people to hear it. A short blessing. May you go forth today in peace and in joy to love and to serve with a renewed melody in your heart. Go in peace.